Today's verdict follows a process that started 5 months ago. To get a jury and six alternates took nearly 2 months. Tsarnaev's attorneys making 4 unsuccessful bids to change the venue of the trial, one that went to the Court of Appeals. Then on opening day, lead defense attorney Judith Clark admitting Tsarnaev's guilt. Some jurors cried as they viewed autopsy photos and heard a medical examiner describe how each of the 4 victims died. After 4 weeks and over 90 witnesses, only 4 of them testifying for the defense, the jury, after a day and a half of deliberations, convicting Tsarnaev of all 30 federal counts, including 17 that carry the death penalty. Spectators were gut-wrenched again when the sentencing phase began a week later, grieving family members describing the loss of their loved ones. The defense countering with over 40 friends and family of Jahar Tsarnaev, as well as Catholic nun and anti-death penalty crusader Helen Prejean, who said she saw Tsarnaev's remorse in his eyes and heard it in his voice. Jury deliberations began Wednesday in this sentencing phase and were guided by a 24-page verdict form. At the federal courthouse in Boston, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.